This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Since the United States named China a currency manipulator on Monday, tensions between the two countries remain high. Still, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports that China is putting the brakes on a currency slide.
China has stabilized the yuan, suggesting it might hold off from aggressively letting the currency weaken as a way to respond to American tariffs in a trade war that is wounding the world economy. An upward-moving yuan comes a day after Beijing sent financial markets tumbling by allowing the currency to fall to an 11-year low. A weaker yuan can help neutralize American tariffs on Chinese goods by making them more price competitive on international markets. But relations remain tense between the US and China over complaints that China does not trade fairly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The currency war caused a 3% drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average Monday, its biggest drop of the year, after China let its yuan sink to its lowest point in more than a decade. On Tuesday, U.S. stocks rebounded, and the Dow climbed more than 1%. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan is vowing to reach out to the United Nations Security Council after rival India revoked the special status of the disputed Kashmir region. Prime Minister Khan told an emergency session of the Pakistani parliament the Indian action would intensify the ongoing insurgency in the majority Muslim Kashmir, and the tensions could trigger another war between the nuclear-armed nations. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political party has long campaigned for ending the special status granted to Kashmir, saying it hampered development and encouraged young people to join insurgents fighting Indian rule. For the latest news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump will visit the sites of last weekend's